Hey, Rowdy Crew. Don't forget that you can also watch the episodes live on YouTube. You can also see the episode reruns on Facebook and YouTube, also on Patreon, as well as on Rumble. Thanks so much for being a part of the program, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Like plug it in there and
hey everybody, how you guys doing? Hope everybody's doing good today. Let's see here. Let's go to this view. It's a little better. All right, so thanks for joining us today. I hope you guys are pretty excited. I've got a pretty good lineup for you. I got Jason here as well. So Jason looks like a journalist. Yeah, okay. Well, that's settled. That's good.
I free time.
So today, let's see here. Let me pull my notes up here. How's everybody doing? You guys can hear me okay? Give me a one for give me a one if you guys can hear me good. Buddy, how's it going? JN Minneapolis. Hope you guys are all doing good. Awesome. 801 audits. I don't have my glasses on. Where are my glasses? You guys are going to see a bunch of lights and reflections in my glasses. But
flying blind today.
That's your problem. I don't care. I didn't wear contacts. Cool. All right, let's get started. So, hey, in the title, you guys, we're going to touch base a little bit on a video that Amaganza Press just released, and it's absolutely outstanding. So, I can't wait to get into that one. We've also got a really cool video by an auditor by the name of Nasty Nathaniel. He was out with Pugface as well as M-Star Media. And so, all the links are in the description below to all these different channels. Make sure that you also consider donating to Amaganza Press and Watching the Watchmen, because, you know, and you'll see this in a moment here, but they're really stepping it up, and I really like the fact that he is crushing it throughout the Midwest. He's just working his way around the country, and him and Watching the Watchmen are just, they don't care. They're crushing it, and he's really stepping up his game, and so I would encourage all the auditors to watch their videos and pay attention to, you know, what they're doing, how they're doing it. You know, when is it time to really talk about getting aggressive, but not like aggressive as in physical, okay? By the way, I never mean that, so nobody go freak out, okay? Chill out. But when is it time to get aggressive? When do we start stepping up and say, yeah, you know what? If you're going to take me to jail, okay. Fine, I'll go. And Jason and I always talk about, we say, you know, you can beat the charge, but sometimes you just can't beat that ride. That's just how it is. So we'll be right back. I wanted to show this last time and I fucked it up. Excuse my language. But this is really important to me. So I think it's super cool. We're going to play this this Auditing America clip. And that's going to be a quick commercial break. And then we'll get into the Amaganza Press stuff. Okay, so here we go. Let's find that. Where is that clip at? Should be right there.
Sir, read the law. It's right there in your hand. is a news network, is now online.
Yeah, easily over 100.
What's your name and your badge number?
Subject 97D's fishing. He also has an AR-15 and a Glock.
I mean, come on. Seriously, you guys are going to tune in, right? I mean, I think that's pretty dope. Anyways, so make sure you check that out. Activism News Network. It's going to be on Roku. And it's pretty amazing. So let's go to the next thing. So let's talk a little bit. Jason, you got anything? What's been popping with you, man? What's happening?
I've been hitting the streets hard. I've been doing my best to get the information, as you can see, trying to be a little bit more professional, but it's wearing on me. It is definitely wearing on me.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds depressing as fuck. So cool. Thanks.
Anytime, Rowdy. Anytime.
All right. Here we go. So Amagansett Press. Listen, okay. He's probably one of my most favorite auditors, and well, if you don't like him, you're weird, to be quite honest with you. But anyways, so here's the thing: Amagansett is all him and watching the Watchmen. Just I don't know what it is about them, but I feel like they truly understand what they're trying to do and where they're trying to go with it. You know what I mean? They're kind of one of those duos that just, and I know they're father and son, but they both bring their own kind of angle to the auditing experience. Because if you watch Ben or watching The Watchmen, the way that he does stuff is, you know, he's kind of off on the side, he's paying attention, but he's also not afraid, like we were about to see in this video, he's not afraid to get up there and get into it. So it gets pretty interesting. I know, I'm sorry about that. All right, hey, Thin Blue Line, Hussein, what's up? Nancy. Yep, I agree with you, Nancy. She says him and his son are definitely some of the best in the business. In fact, my brother calls me. Okay, so my brother Jason got oops, I didn't fill you in on that one. Oopsies, I'll have to fix that. Sorry about that. So my brother got some stuff taken care of, and he's opening a business regards the Constitution and the Second Amendment. So I'll be talking more about that as we go in, and we'll go check it out. But anyway, so he says to me, "Hey, so I found some of your videos online." And he goes, you did pretty good. And he goes, but you know who my favorite auditor is? And I said, who? He goes, Amagansett Press. And I was like, fuck you. What? And I go, well, I mean, if I'm going to be like, okay, like,
I mean,
I'm supposed to be, I should be. I even said, I should be your favorite, just like default. But like, other than me, yes, that makes sense.
Well, Jason should be second. So Jason with Amagansett Press.
Jason does not audit.
No, Jason.
Oh, with Amagansett. Okay, I thought you were talking about you. Like, that's not gonna work. Okay, well let's play the clip and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
So let's see what you guys think about this clip. Now again, you gotta remember in this show, I am not gonna show you everything. It does get way more rowdy. This is about a 30-minute show or a video that they put out, and then watching The Watchmen put out another one from a totally different angle. So I would highly encourage you to check it out. But this will just be kind of a highlights thing and kind of a build up. And then from there, you'll have to go check it out. Links are in the description below. And like I said before, consider donating to their GoFundMe. But here we go. Let's check it out.
How's it going, guys? Amagansett Press. And we are coming to you today from Henderson, Nevada. We are at the post office here in Henderson, which is on Horizon Ridge Parkway. And we're just gonna pay a little visit on these folks here today and find out if they honor and respect our right to take video and photographs in public and from publicly accessible areas of public places. Of course, I am out with Watching Watchmen today. You should walk up and see what kind of signage they have on the doors. For those of you that follow our channels and for those of you who don't, I am exercising my two-way today as well. So I will not be going on to federal property for now. If the need arises, I can always go throw my friend back in the truck.
What are you guys doing here? What are you filming?
I'm not gonna interrupt your conversation.
I got your back, bro, if you want to do something.
You're the littler guy, so you can go for me. We'll let him handle the big guy. You're a dumbass. You're gonna threaten people? You're gonna stand here and threaten people on camera?
Saying I got his back. That's not a threat, you fucking.
You guys out loud.
Saying I got his back.
So we have Henderson Police, plate number 369-5800-5880. Excuse me.
What's that?
How are you doing? No, I was just reading off your plate number to the camera.
We gotta call somebody with a gun. Does anybody have a gun on them, a holster, or what's going on, I guess?
Just standing out on the sidewalk taking some video.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I ask your name and badge number just so I know who I'm speaking with?
Sergeant Dareth, badge number 1149.
Yeah.
Who's up at the building? Is that they with you too?
Yeah. Well, there was a couple of people.
Okay. How many people are in your group is, I guess, what I'm asking?
Well, I mean, I'm just minding my business standing on a public sidewalk. I don't know how many questions I want to choose to answer here.
Okay, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we're not bothering anybody. I'm very familiar with the law. I know what the boundaries are, and I...
What's your name?
I don't cross them. That's another question I choose not to answer.
Well, you just got to identify yourself. You don't have to give me ID. You just have to give me a name.
Well, I don't have to. Why would I have to give you a name?
7149. Because that is the best state law.
Well, only if I'm suspected of committing a crime. You can't just approach anybody on a public sidewalk and ask for their name. I appreciate you. Not trying to give you a hard time. Just trying
you
to.
Absolutely are giving me a hard time.
No, I'm just trying to exercise my right to be a free citizen. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm doing. I'm being cordial with you. I'm being respectful.
Copy. We see that.
Parked in the middle of the street with no lights on, blocking a lane of traffic and an entrance to a private parking lot. 63A819 Nevada.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Technology is fantastic.
Well, it's
right?
Certainly is.
Man, might as well have fun with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah? You guys look like you're having more fun than when you were on the playground as children.
You know what? I probably am having more fun now.
Yeah.
You know, getting older, there's a certain quality to getting older that I think is wonderful.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't know about that yet. You're too young. So we all good? I can almost guarantee you what they're going to do is try to trespass us off of postal property. And you know what, guys? I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to do something different this time. I'm going to let them, and we're going to sue the pants off of Henderson, Nevada.
This one's dope. Yeah, since it's a government building and shit, they're going to try to trespass you.
Here's the plan, man. Before I talk to you, because it seems like you want to be confrontational.
No, I don't want to be confrontational. I just don't want to surrender my rights voluntarily.
That's fine.
That's okay. All. If you take me as confrontational, that's...
keep talking over me, then we're not going to talk. Okay?
I'd rather not talk. I don't have any business
this
with you.
This is a business. This is the business representative of the federal postal office here.
Right? Okay.
Stop filming me because you don't have a waiver to film me.
I don't need a waiver.
Listen,
film me.
He doesn't want you on his property. If you refuse to leave, we're going to take you to jail.
So, anyways, all I could say is, you know, Amagansett has kind of talked about this a little bit, and he said that he was going to go after, but just hold true to what he's trying to do, which is make a change. And so, and part of that's going to be, you know, doing things like, you know, like having to file lawsuits. I mean, we all have to do that, and they're going to take a long ass time, and it's going to take a couple of years. This is not a short term thing. But one of my favorite things about it is that he kind of just in this video talks a little bit about auditors, talks a little bit about us as people. But I've never seen him as pissed as he was, at that point. What did you think, Jason?
I would really want to go back and watch the full video. This is the first I actually seen it. Usually I follow him too. And he's very calm and level headed, and it takes a lot. You know, like me, I mean, you got to get pushed to that point. When you get pushed to that point, it's done after that.
Yeah. And you know, I guess I think the hard point is number one, he's done so many videos, right? Him and Ben, that, you know, if he's upset, you done fucked up like bad. You know what I mean? Cause he doesn't, I mean, I've cursed cops twice since I've been auditing, you know?
Yeah.
I think, and I've never seen you curse a cop, I don't think. Maybe, well.
I did flip off the state trooper.
I'm talking about like curse, like. Oh. Like, because there was no, some.
You I don't know. Think I've ever cursed out a cop.
And it's not like he went overboard. Like, I'm probably way more aggressive than he is when it comes to cursing. He was just like, you know. But by the way, the other guy, so some people were asking about the other guy that was taking a picture or camera, you know, he was holding a camera, and he was a citizen, he was a second citizen, or customer, I guess, of the post office there. And so for whatever reason, when Amagansett Press was down on the sidewalk and watching the watchman was up at the front of the building, checking out the signage and kind of just what was going on, what would they say to him, like we often do at post offices, we've done this many times. And so he did all that, and then at some point this customer comes up carrying some boxes or whatever. He starts going back with watching the watchman. But then this customer number two guy, I don't know, he's like standing by the car taking pictures of Amagansett, and then Amagansett gets up there right as this customer number two is getting up there, and they all start talking. Then the guy says, what does he say? He said some shit like... oh, he said, I got your back, bro. If you want to do something, let me know. And then Amagansett calls him on it. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah.
What are you saying? Like, you're gonna do something? Like, if you want to do something, what do you mean? And the guy was a dick about it, of course. And then as soon as Amagansett says, okay, so you're gonna threaten a dude in public, you notice the guy's voice cracked, because like at that point when he tries to explain himself, it's like he realizes, oh shit, like maybe I shouldn't have said that. Like, that was bad. So, hey Kathy, how are you? So, anyways, here's the thing. Let's Well, Jason, you have any more thoughts on that? Let's see.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see because, like you said, I mean, a lot of people sit there and they'll talk real big, and then when you ask them to explain themselves, they have no idea what they're saying, and then it's almost like they catch themselves in that split second, like his voice cracking. Yep. It's that split second of, oh, crap, I screwed up. I'm on camera, and, yeah, it sounded like a threat.
Yeah, yeah, and so... we are going to move on to the next thing. We're going to go over to, so Nasty Nathaniel has an awesome clip. And then we've also got a clip from Jason here. And I really want you guys to check out that video. The link is in the description as well for Jason's channel, Minnesota News Now. So make sure you guys check that out. But so let's go and check out Nasty Nathaniel's clip. Now, this one's pretty cool because it's actually a positive clip, right? So he's out with Pugface Media. And he's also out with M-Star Media. And so the three of them go out and do an audit. And the thing that I love about this specific audit is they basically, you know, especially Nasty Nathaniel, he shows his memory. He flexes it like crazy. So this sergeant comes up and you'll see it. But he just goes to show that, like, he's doing a follow-up basically. And he flexes how much time he's been around this police department, all the officers that he knows. I mean, everything. So you see, like, how good this guy is at being an auditor. So check this out. Make sure you go check out all three of their channels. Nasty Nathaniel. Make sure you go to Pugface Media. And then make sure you go to M-Star Media. All the links are in the description below. Make sure you go check them out. Let them know that you're part of the Rowdy Crew and Rowdy Podcast. And Jason from Minnesota News Now sent you. So here's that clip.
California, M-Star, and together we're going to be conducting a First Amendment audit of the Grover Beach Police Department. We're going to make sure that our friends at the City of Grover Beach Police Department respect and honor our constitutionally protected right to record in public. Because if they don't, then we might have to tell Rudolph on them. San Luis Obispo County, and it's a pretty bland looking police station. It doesn't have a fancy sign like some of them. It's just, if you look at it, see, it's pretty bare. It's just got that very bland and plain looking sign that says police above it. I don't think they've remodeled this station since, I don't know, at least since I've been in this area. But I'm not interested in the architecture. I'm interested to see if they respect public photography. So let's find out. But they got a phone right here. So I guess if you need emergency assistance, you can, you know, if you don't have a cell phone, you can pull that phone out and call. They got a very plain.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
Can I help you with something?
Oh, no, we're fine.
Oh, I would actually like some complaint forms, please.
Okay. On an officer or?
That would be fine, thank you.
Okay, do you know the officer's name?
I do not.
Okay, 1 second.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, howdy.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good.
I'd like some complaint forms, please.
Okay.
Can you
tell me the reason?
No.
Okay. Yeah, they're right here. Let me get them for you. Because of COVID, you can't come into the lobby.
That's totally fine. Thank you.
Who's COVID?
He's actually pretty nice.
Who's COVID?
Like...
Officer.
No problem.
You've been working here a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I remember when you used to work 7-Eleven. We had that conversation when you were at a...
Yeah. Has your department thought about doing one of those lip sync videos?
I don't know if they did. I mean, I know the chief and the other people have been asked about it, but I don't know.
Would you like to do one right now? I could play a song. You could lip sync.
You can't see my lips, though. I have to wear my mask.
Was that Sergeant South?
No. I was gone by the time I got here. Sweeten is who I met.
Oh, here. Chris Sweeten.
Yeah,
I remember him. Yeah, he was a really nice guy.
Yeah,
I liked Chris.
Long since retired, moved to Idaho.
Oh, so he's not here. Oh, wow. Yeah, he was a nice guy. And then there was Bewick, Sergeant Bewick.
He's retired as a lieutenant, and he's moved to Montana.
Oh, okay. So, I got a lot
I
of people.
I met you with Kelly Cook, Sweeten, and then I met you another time with Sergeant Steve Odom from the Sheriff's Office. Him and I are friends.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
I think he's in the Los Osos, the Los Osos station now.
So, I mean, again, in that scenario, you can see like how much knowledge. I mean, he's going through it. He also did the time and energy to put it up for you, the viewer, to be able to see. Now, let me tell you something. Like Jason and I both know this. Doing something like that where you take the time, you pull up all these pictures so that your viewers can take the ride with you, that takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy. As you could tell here at the Rowdy Podcast, I mean, we're trying to work on that too, but I think it's really important for police and law enforcement to see that as well, because believe it or not, they totally watch our channels. They pay attention to what we're doing. They're trying to figure out the new tactics and styles and all those things. So when you see somebody put all of that up and show just how much attention they pay to all kinds of different things, and even though he hasn't lived there in a while, and even though he hasn't been around in a while, he still remembers all of it. That's dangerous if you're a bad cop, because he also goes through, and you got to watch the rest of that video, he goes through several times and talks about these really good officers, but that means that he knows the bad cops. Jason, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing too. If just taking that little picture and putting it in the bottom of the corner doesn't seem like it takes that much, but it's research, it's getting the pictures, it's getting all that. And it does. It takes, instead of just taking the, like I talk to Rowdy all the time, I love to go live. The reason I love to go live is because it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's there, it's done.
That's true.
Going through and just picking out those little pictures and putting them in there in the right spots and everything, it takes a lot of time.
But so for you though, let me ask you this. So when you're going out, because you do a lot of like you go to all kinds of different places. You go to riots. You spent a lot of time in the riots in Minneapolis here.
Seemed like forever.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks. Yeah. I ended up switching to security, but you did riots. Now when you're going through all that stuff and you're live streaming versus, you know, putting those videos together and trying to do the investigative stuff like you've been getting into, how much time does it take you to put these videos together like that? The one that you just released.
The one
that we're going to show here.
So that one's not public yet. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never
mind. That one's going to be public right away after, as soon as we play it, I'm going to make it public. So you guys can jump on and watch that.
Yeah. So then go to Minnesota News Now. Make sure you check out the video just so you guys can see the rest of this.
But so that one video that we're going to show today probably took me 3 hours. But again, that one was easy because I was able to pull a lot of footage offline. But if mm-hmm. you're going out to an agency, you're driving, you're taking the time, you're shooting probably about 3-4 hours of video, you're taking, condensing that down, you're doing talking, you're doing pulling out other segments from other places. It takes a couple days to actually get it done.
100%. Well, actually, so we're going to cue that. That's a kind of a good segue. We're going to cue that up into Jason's segment. And then when we're back, Jason will lead off and he'll just kind of talk about the video that he put together and kind of what his thoughts are and his intentions behind it. But make sure you go check out Minnesota News Now on YouTube. All right, here we go. That's just Jason. Never mind. Here's Jason's scene.
It's been a painful Saturday in the city of St. Paul. Three people have lost their lives. We don't have all the facts right now. Our officers went inside to find a shocking scene. Three people have been shot.
We are living in a culture where the criminal element has absolutely no fear.
You don't need a gun, just rely on us. The police are not responsible for protecting people.
A simple one-day concealed handgun course enables you to obtain your concealed carry permit.
So this is a three-part series of new editing I've done. Some of the videos I'm working on the monetization. I'm working on a lot of different things. It's presenting new challenges when we do these edits because, like talking with Rowdy, the demonetization, the one video I have on Serve and Protect actually got took off in certain countries.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're able. I can't monetize it.
What countries was that?
It did not tell me. So there's certain
Fucked up.
There's certain countries that can't even see this video, and it's, again, it's the censorship that we talk about, right? The information's information, good, bad, and different. It's information. Yep. You know, and it's really tough because I'm trying to take a different approach to this. Rowdy and I have talked a lot about this, trying to come up with different ideas and different techniques. But it every time we do something, there's a new challenge, a new setback, and we have to figure out ways to get around all this stuff.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that too is going to be just continuing to do what we're doing and just continue to grow. And you guys have been helping a lot too, by the way. And I appreciate we've had a huge viewership today. Hey, thanks, Eddie. I appreciate it very much. Huge shout out to Eddie for the $20 super chat. So thanks so much, Eddie. Hey, so you guys have been great. I appreciate it. Hopefully this episode and this show is a little bit better for you guys. This was the overall goal, is to get to this point. And I'm really sorry for kind of maybe dragging you through some stuff, but I appreciate you guys making it through. We've got the equipment now. One other thing we got to do is get better lighting in here, and we're going to work on a better camera for Jason. But we're here, y'all. We made it.
Okay? Rowdy's is good. That's all that matters. It's his show.
That's right. That's right. All right. So let's see here. Let's play a commercial for me. Why not? So, I appreciate you guys all coming in today, or not in, I guess. Nobody here. Comes in anymore. Nobody comes in.
Jumped on.
By the way, there was a, and I will touch base on this on Thursday. I am tracking that there was a shooting regarding two FBI agents and then one officer. I don't have a lot of details yet. I will look into it. I know they were supposedly serving a warrant of some sort. When they went to do the raid, they were shot, and I believe two FBI agents were killed. That's the first time in like 12 years, I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna check more into that and see what happened. I'm totally down to report on all kinds of things, and one of the things that we want to do here at the Rowdy Podcast is make sure we tie in our constitutional activism approach to current events, and we're really gonna work on how do we educate the public. On making those changes yourselves too. So, thanks so much for coming to the program and checking it out. By the way, do you notice people in the South say program, like P-R-O?
I've never noticed that.
And then G-R-U-M. I love it. I've always been jealous of that. I can't say program.
Well, you could.
I mean, I could, but no, I can't now. Like, I just put online that I can't.
Well, you could.
Well, now everybody knows how I say it.
You can always change.
That's true.
That's the point of being human.
Also, that's true. Also, you should change into a nice, beautiful Rowdy Podcast sweatshirt. You can find that below. That was a pretty good transition, wasn't it? I felt pretty good about that. You should buy a sweatshirt just because that was awesome. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to buy a sweater. I got some cash.
You're going to get a sweater?
Yeah, I got some cash.
Well, you should order online, though, because I don't actually keep them here at the house. Okay. So, by the way, if your orders are messed up, that's on Teespring. Okay. But you can get face masks. I won't make fun of you. You can get a phone case. I love it. And you can always get one of these name tag things. And then with the cop says, there it is, wrong side. The cop says, hey, what's your name? You can just point and it can just say Rowdy.
Disclaimer, that's not legal advice. I would not do that. Check your state laws.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, he's got it. That's a good point.
I just don't want Rowdy getting in trouble.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, take care. I appreciate all of you so much. Don't forget to follow us. I am on Twitter, and I'll be at The Rowdy Podcast. I'm also on Facebook, at Rowdy Podcast. Check out the Patreon stuff. I'll put some links and whatnot on Twitter, and I'll also have some quick recap clips from this and stuff on Facebook and on Twitter. And
I follow Rowdy. Rowdy's a lot on Twitter. He's... you know, I'm on Twitter too. This is a new thing for both of us, and we're trying really hard to get as much information as fast as possible out to everyone on different platforms because of the censorship.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing too, is just so you know, I'm going to be starting on Rumble as well, and the reason's because I'm going to do what Amaganza Press is suggesting in his video, which I hope you go watch. But we're going to step it up. So just because I can't be out there auditing with them because of my background and my situation, that doesn't mean I can't step up my game. And so we're going to really spread the word and keep up that fight. And hell yeah, JTR, that's what I'm talking about. All right, guys, God bless y'all. Take care. Follow me on Twitter. Go to Facebook. Check us out. Join the YouTube membership if you want to support the channel. Go to Patreon if you want to support the channel. Check out Jason. He is at Minnesota News Now.